The state Supreme Court has set new guidelines for giving psychotropic drugs to people who don't want to take the medication. The case involved William Bigley, an Anchorage man hospitalized nearly 80 times over 30 years and who was diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic. The court described his history as a revolving door of arrest, hospitalization, medication, and relapse. He had previously been given psychotropic medication but always stopped taking it, afraid he was being poisoned and denying he had any mental problems. The court agreed that he suffered from side effects of the medication. When yet another round of medication was ordered in May of last year, Bigley refused. Neither he nor attorney James Gottstein was allowed to see the documentation the court would use to justify the use of the drug. Gottstein suggested community support as a less intrusive alternative to medication. Anchorage Superior Court approved the medical order, but also ordered it delayed, pending a Supreme Court decision. Although he was medicated one more time since the appeal, he has now gotten the support he desired. Gottstein says that without the medication, Bigley is doing much better.
At this point, his life is much better. I mean, he's still angry at what's been done to him over the last 30 years, which really has pretty much destroyed his life. But it's, you know, he's not being locked up and drugged against his will, at least for the last 3 months. And he's got a reasonably nice place to live, and he's got this support system around him. So I think his life is far better than it has been for some time.
The court ruled that the state did not recognize the due process rights for Bigley prior to the decisions to medicate him, and it outlined what steps need to be taken to assure those rights in the future. State attorneys representing the Alaska Psychiatric Institute say it's too soon to determine the effect of the decision.